producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Get out, not staying inside. You got to get up and out and ready to go. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday is upon us once again. Friday, the 11th of December. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler here at your service and on your side with the overview of the big talk radio topics this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. Some of the research that Kenny does as well. Kenny, how hard is it for you to pull some of this stuff out of the air, looking at like the Paris Climate Summit. Who's your what? He's your what?
Ken's magic. He can do it all.
Magic.
Abracopocus.
Yeah.
Ken is one of the cutest. I'm telling you, he's like one of the cutest. He has the best like phrases and stuff. I love it.
Why do you think she's here? Why do you think he's here?
Because he's the cutest. Say it, Dougie. I want to hear you say it.
This is my program, and I find the best people. That's why you're here. That's why he's here. The best and brightest. Not necessarily the best paid, but the best and brightest. 2 out of 3 is not bad.
That's
can't have
right.
It all.
That's right. Exactly. And the way the radio business is, we're probably all lucky to have whatever it is that we have. So anyway, Donald Trump, the presidential race, the shooting in San Bernardino. Okay, so that's your bailiwick, Jennifer.
What is Donald Trump actually, he's trending above the rest of the presidential race because of the ban on Muslim thing?
We were just talking about these foolish polls and how one is different than the other. There are 47 different polls, and they all indicate something different. It becomes banal, ridiculous. Who's S.E. Cupp? I've heard her name before. But I found her extraordinarily...
I know her sister, Solo.
Oh, really? I know her sister, T.
And coffee.
And trust me, I know her sister, Double D.
I wasn't talking about those cops, but now that you bring it up. Anyway, what an annoying prattle coming out of her. Kenny, when I hesitate to say too much during the countdown, but... You know, after the fact, I listened to that, and I know I've heard her someplace before, but the way some of these people who are trying to manage what you think, it's all about managing what you think. I'm not here to tell you anything other than what I think. You make up your own mind one way or another. But to have this woman listening to on a talk radio program suggesting that Trump is commanding the news, that he's forcing us to listen to things. The president's Paris speech was derailed because Donald Trump was forcing us to talk about it. What kind of nonsense is that? Trump's not forcing us to talk about anything, and neither is anybody else. You decide, I hope, what to listen to, what to watch, what to read, what to think.
He's just saying things that a lot of people are afraid to say, and he's saying things that a lot of people might secretly think but don't want to verbalize.
Right.
And he's forcing a debate. I mean, I don't even know if forcing is the right word, because
it's
you
not.
Have
bad
to do
word.
Anything. Yeah. But I think he's challenging people.
He's
to
encouraged
comment.
Us to look at the other side, which is what people want. Meredith and I were talking about this at dinner last night. Basically, what he's done is bring to the surface the feelings that most people have in this country in one way or another. Maybe he's not doing it right. Maybe it isn't all-inclusive. Maybe it isn't politically correct. But you know what? The country is fed up in the main with a lot of lies, a lot of promises, a lot of things going on that have made your life not good, not fun. And yet, if you look in the mirror, you're responsible for this. That's the other part of it. It's all about you. You vote for the wrong people way too often.
Well,
and you vote for
you.
The wrong reasons. And so now we have this experiment called democracy. We have formed a republic that now is 200 and how many years old? And it's the foundation of it is cracking for a number of different reasons. part of it is lack of participation in the realities of what we've created here. You must contribute something. You can't just sit there and expect everything to be straightened out, fixed, or come to you. It doesn't work that way. Obviously, by what's going around, it doesn't work. It isn't working. But day after day, week after week, here's yet another, I don't even know what category to put this in. But before I get to this, actually, I want to go back a minute. Jennifer, I started asking you because your radio, local radio show in Southern California is pronouncedly heard in San Bernardino. Pronouncedly is probably the right word.
Pronouncedly.
Yes. And so I wonder how, as this week has developed, things have changed there, if at all. I mean, the superficial approach of the news media is to put slides up of that couple. And that's it. That's it. Oh, well, look at the. It's the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. So, what's the nuance actually from San Bernardino this week?
Well, I think, I mean, from what I've gathered, people are still very much kind of on high alert. There's still a feeling that there's more here, that there are more people involved with this, and I think people are really aware of that. And in fact, if you heard the press conference that the FBI gave yesterday, they said, don't panic, you're going to see FBI investigators all over this area, and that doesn't mean that there's a new threat. That means we're investigating the one that you already know about. And I think there's that feeling, which is...
Why? That's ignorant. It is.
I don't
They're
think
not going to go back there again. They're not going to blow up something else there in San Bernardino.
I think it's the fact that this is part of something greater. And I think people, I mean, you can't blame people for being a little traumatized.
I blame people because they take it all out of context. I told you what happened here on the farm last Monday. A friend of mine visited, and she worked for me on the farm for 24 years. And she's 79 years old now, and she comes every once in a while just to see what's going on. And she knows I go to California next week. And so she says, well, be careful out there. And I looked at her and said, Nancy, what are you talking about? She said, well, what happened in San Bernardino? I said, what happened in San Bernardino could happen in Framingham. Could happen anywhere.
But that's different, though, Dougie. These are people who lost their friends. You know what I mean? These are people who were directly impacted within a degree or two.
But what I'm suggesting, Jennifer, isn't that they
That you
would
live
be
in
concerned.
Fear. I get it. But
it's just, we're just, I mean, the nonsense about expecting them to come back and people say, oh, I don't want to go to San Bernardino. San Bernardino is a great place to go.
I don't think that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that people are still kind of on edge because this has only been, you know, a few. In San Bernardino, in our community, the place where it happened, are still on edge, kind of looking around a little bit. And I think it's only natural.
You have to be,
you have to be empathetic to people that have lost people or known people. Yeah. But what I think is interesting is that a lot of people in the community, and I just did a holiday event last night, a lot of people are still trying to make things positive and paying a lot of attention to the victims. We had a slide up that started, you know, with all the victims' faces, and I think. Mm-hmm. I think there's a bit of positivity, but it's still, you know, people are a little shaken up. I think no one expects it to ever happen in their town, and when it does, it's a little frightening.
But it isn't likely to happen in your town. It may be that you want to be prepared, but not overdone. That's what happens. There's always overreaction to these things instead of an appropriate look at why they happen, how we could have, the CIA or the FBI, which was it, Kenny? One of the, I think it was the FBI. The questions are being asked, and these are the appropriate questions. Why didn't the FBI catch these two? It was very obvious what was going on to anybody who was sort of listening in, if you will. And so now the focus, in part, and appropriately so, is on why they didn't catch what was going on. I saw two or three different, FBI searching a lake in connection to the San Bernardino shooting, the FBI this, the FBI that, we spend all of this money on counterterrorism. What's it get us? I want to spend the money if it's appropriate because I want to feel safe, but just spending money, it's like the Defense Department, just because you spend money doesn't mean that we are better able to defend ourselves. It's not how it works. So in this circumstance, I think we have to, we don't have to, but it'd be nice to guard ourselves against some of the simplistic stuff that comes. And people want a simple bottom line. And this is not it's not a simple bottom line because there's a root cause to this that comes back and slaps us in the face. And people don't want to see that either. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. This isn't our fault. This is their fault. Well, At the moment, it's their fault. But why did they come to be in the first place? And then you unravel it, you untangle it, you go back to the beginnings of when the problem occurred, and it absolutely is our doing, along with Western Europe and how they sliced and diced up the Middle East, what the aggression over oil meant to those people in these countries. That's but that really doesn't fix the problem either. Now it's we're done with the oil. Well, not done. We're still there doing it, but now we got to have a different approach to fix it. So how do we do that? And I think that's really kind of where we are. Do we do it one person at a time and try to just deal with this in a personal way? Maybe you make your own life. It's easy to criticize others, but make your own life a model of peace, tranquility, productivity, love. And does it spread? It does. Look at the way we talk to each other here for the most part on this program. We have ultimate respect for one another. And that's really what it takes. It may not even be that you have to like everybody, right? But at least treat people with respect. And that hasn't happened. We've been very arrogant. Our country has been arrogant. The companies in our country have been arrogant. The Europeans have been arrogant. And so this is, well, you know, there's human nature is such that when people are upset, they're going to find somebody to go to that may fill the bill. In this case, it's entirely the wrong way to go to fix the problem, but they don't know any better because nobody else is offering them any solutions. We certainly aren't. Blow up everything, which now may be the only way to get rid of them, but then you're not really even going to get rid of them that way because there's always going to be a seed unless we get at the root causes of why people get upset in the first place. You see what it is? It's a problem for humanity, and can humanity fix it?
Instead of fighting a country, we're fighting a state of mind.
Exactly. And it's exhausting. Every day talking about this stuff, it's exhausting. And thinking about it. And as you've suggested, Jennifer, appropriately, we're in fear. It's exhausting to live like that. To think all the time. And who's responsible for part of it? The news media. That puts you into that. Now, you don't have to be watching it. As I suggested when we heard the commentary from that S.E. Cup, Trump's not forcing us to do anything. He's allowing us to think about things that we may not have thought about before, as I hope am I. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program is Friday.
Let's hear it for Friday.
And hooray. At this point, hooray! Let's see if we can find something funny. I know you'll be shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked to know that the late night monologues all focused on some political presidential stuff, mostly Donald Trump, as we here start with Conan O'Brien.
Donald Trump has canceled a planned trip to Israel. When asked why, Trump said they already have a wall and a fear of Muslims. My work there is done.
Have you ever been, neither of you have been to Israel, right?
No. I'd like to.
The Wailing Wall is an amazing spiritual experience. And that's what he's
really
talking
wail?
About. Yeah. Yeah, people do. They really do cry, and really, that's why they call it. There are little papers that are stuck all in the wall, the cracks in the wall, from people with messages to loved ones. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert joking about Donald Trump.
For once, I have good news, and here it is: Donald Trump was attacked by a bald eagle. It was during a photo shoot for Time magazine back in August, but Time just released the footage. That eagle thinks that Donald's hair is like a blonde rabbit or something. And Donald is getting out of there faster than a Muslim tenant in Trump Tower.
Okay. There are any Muslim tenants in Trump Tower?
Not anymore.
I'm sure.
You know, I was walking through a mall yesterday. And a woman in a burqa and her husband were walking toward me. And I looked at him and I smiled. And the fellow looked at me and it was the strangest kind of look. Like they're expecting people to look at them differently, which of course people do. Especially given the focus on this. And I don't know, but I was feeling a little sorry for him. And I don't even know why. You know, they made a choice to come here and they make a choice to stay in the garb that they stay in. I honestly don't know why I felt sorry for him, but I did. At that moment, anyway. Here's Seth Meyers with the latest polls.
The New York Times and CBS released a poll this morning that shows Donald Trump in his strongest position of primary season, while Jeb Bush remains in the same position, fetal.
They kiss it goodbye.
Love it.
Although we have to talk about Kenny with Jennifer in a few minutes. This poll that Richie found as to who would be elected, this college poll that's never been wrong. Wait till you hear the results of that, Jennifer.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Meanwhile, Steve Harvey from his daytime talk program joking with a member of a certain audience member's family about how to avoid a family feud.
The holidays are fast approaching,
mm-hmm.
and my boyfriend's first Christmas was with us last year, and he got into a huge argument with my cousin. My cousin left the house, and this year he's my fiancé, and I want to keep the peace. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, dear, don't have your cousin over at the house. He's your cousin. He way down the line. You're going to marry this guy.
There you go. Wendy Williams. Here answering an audience member's question on her television program about whether a couple ought to have joint bank accounts.
My husband and I just got married 2 months ago, and since we're newlyweds, we were wondering if we should keep our bank accounts joint or we should have them separate. What do you think?
One account with both of your names, the rest of the money, yours is yours and his is his, and never shall the two meet. And not because you're trying to keep something from him, but because, like, my mom is 80 years old,
mm-hmm.
but me and my sister always grew up with my mom telling us, always have your own money.
Right.
Now, my mom and dad are still married. It wasn't because, in case he does something to you or something like that, it's just because we need to be smart financially speaking.
Right.
So one account that pays the mortgage and the rent and water bill, you know,
mm-hmm.
the household stuff, and then he has his money and you have yours. And I'll go even further.
Okay.
Your money should be at a different bank than his money.
Huh. My daughter and her husband have that arrangement. They make the car payment separately, two cars.
It's
they
pretty healthy.
Put the mortgage payment together. Yeah, it is pretty healthy. All right. Good advice. 28 after.
In the news, how to make a middle-aged brain young again. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Your brain's prefrontal cortex is what makes you, you. It's where all the good stuff happens, like problem solving or making big life decisions. Like getting married. In your 20s, you only use one side of your prefrontal lobe for all of this. Once you hit 40, however, you have to use both sides. In other words, you have to use more brain power to get the job done. Here's the thing. A new study out shows that if you're fit, even if you're 40 or more, your brain works like you're young. In other words, you're only using one side of your brain. DCOC advice? Keeping yourself active is crucial if you want to keep your brain nimble and youthful. What are you waiting for? Get out there. Walk, run, swim. Get that heart pumping. Sweat a little. Sweat a lot. Your brain deserves it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stocking hung by the chimney with chimney. Care. You don't have a chimney in your house, right?
Yes, I do.
You do? I didn't remember that.
Yeah. I do, in my Kenny? Family room. Yep.
Kenny, you nice got a one. Chimney in your house?
Yes, we do.
Really? Is the stocking hung by the chimney with care?
The stockings are not hung yet.
No.
What? Oh.
Probably
you're
will be
Christmas.
This weekend.
Come on, let's go. Let's
are
go, let's go.
Are you decorating yet, Kenny?
Yeah, well, the lights are on outside.
Oh, but good. No tree yet, huh?
For all the world to see.
Well, we're waiting for the kids to be home.
Yeah.
We don't want to go get a tree right without them.
And for the International Space Station to come overhead so we can see the lights from Kenny's house up there, take a picture of it. It's 30...
I could see Kenny from my house.
5 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Trending at DougSteffen.com today. U.S.-led coalition says it has knocked off the Daesh finance minister. Really? So what happens now? They'd run out of money? Who's going to go get the check from all that the oil that they're selling? Where are they? Has anybody figured this out yet? Where is the money? Well, we know where the money's going, but coming from? How are they actually selling? I know.
Assad. That's what's so crazy about this, is that Syria is buying most of ISIS oil.
I didn't hear that.
I'm telling you, the Middle East is so bizarre. It's so bizarre.
Why are we even
and
there?
And then you have Putin in there who's attacking.
Just get out of there and let them do their own. Get out.
You almost need like a scorecard to describe what's going on.
Okay, so let's see. What else is trending here? Donald Trump is doing better in the polls because people like him.
Yeah.
They like
who
him
doesn't?
More. The
come
more
on.
The more the news media and the other candidates attack him, the more attractive he's become to the voting public. Keep going after Trump, you morons, and you give him more chance for a platform.
The establishment is absolutely losing
okay.
its mind.
So yesterday, you're going to love this, Jennifer.
I'm ready. Lay
all right,
it
Kenny,
on.
Kenny, I'm going to lay it on her. I forget the college, though. The only help I may need from you, Kenny, if
we'll
you remember
just call
the
it college. The College of Idiots, because I'm guessing I
no,
don't
no,
like
no,
the answer.
No, no, no.
Or will I?
No, shh. This is, you need to let
hey.
Us tell you the story.
You shh.
Yeah, no, shh. Because I don't want you to sound foolish, and you already did. So, here we go. I leave the sounding foolish to me. I can get away with sounding foolish. I don't want you to ever, I'm protecting you. I don't want you to ever sound foolish. All right, Kenny, you remember the name of the college? I don't remember the name of the college. Maybe isn't important. Some college in Illinois has a, and has for the years it's been in existence. I believe the college was formed in like 1846 or 1844, but this tradition goes way back. Every 4 years, they have a mock election on exactly the day the election would be held a year prior to it being held. So there's not really, there's a lot of stuff in flux. And this college and this poll or election, mock election, in the years it's been done since the 19th century, has never been wrong. Every single election that they've had on campus has turned out to be exactly what happens when the public votes a year later. No exception. Always right. So you want to know how the election, the results of the election were in early November were announced this week, and the results are astonishing. mm-hmm. But you can make a case for the results. So for those of you who, along with Jennifer, have not heard this, I just wish I could remember what the name of the college is. The results show that Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley will be the next president and vice president of the United States. And that Donald Trump gets out of the race because he runs as an independent. Jeb Bush is the Republican standard bearer, doesn't attract flies. And this happens because Mrs. Clinton gets indicted. That's not what this election shows, but this is my hypothesis and a way that if you think it through, it could happen. There is a likelihood, and this is how silly the Republicans are. The Republicans will screw themselves on this if they keep going after her and want to get her indicted. Because if she's indicted, she'll just, I don't see her doing anything but fading away if she's indicted, have to spend all the time fighting with whomever. So that scenario is a very interesting one to speculate on. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
I'd say it's shocking. I'd say it's interesting. But hey, you know what? It's a year away. Who am I to say if this school's right or wrong? I can't say. Martin O'Malley is the VP, huh? Bernie. I mean,
yeah.
I might understand feeling the burn.
And by the way, my speculation is on top of that, that if the Republicans do what they do, and Trump goes out on his own, they will have completely cooked themselves. I could make a case, or you could make, or any of us who think this through could make a case for the Democrats taking the House and the Senate.
Yeah, well, I think if the Republicans actually implode
yeah.
because they don't get behind the popular candidate, I mean, because
right.
really, Trump's the popular candidate. And
yeah.
that's why I don't, I mean, you could argue that this is going to happen because yeah. the establishment's already talking about doing a brokered election if Trump
yeah.
is the candidate. I mean, all these silly things when
yeah.
you have to listen to what the party says. So I could understand that.
Yeah.
But and I could also, I think it's a big reality that something does bring Hillary Clinton down. Now, if I were a betting woman, I would say it's going to be Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But
mm-hmm. not hey. Me, not anymore. I'm no. Well, in terms of who's going to run, I think that the Republicans are dumb enough to screw this up so that instead of holding on to all three, the Republicans are not interested. The hierarchy, the people who run the party, are not interested in you. They're interested in them and the power that they think they have. But they could have all. They could have president. They could have House. They could have Senate.
And what do you know?
They
actually
could win a bunch of governorships.
Yeah.
They could actually do it all. But I think they're so stupid, they're going to screw it up for themselves and thus for everybody. That would be the way, Omri, unless they change their evil ways. And that's what it is. They're evil. And the people throwing money into these other campaigns are evil. It's not any different than the country. The best example of what's going on politically in our country is the country of origin labeling, which is slated to go into effect next Friday, which will require the United States to not label any meats that come into this country from Canada, Mexico, or anywhere else. And the people in people who really know what's going on are wild about this for two reasons. One, because we ought to know what we're eating. And two, because the World Trade Organization is more powerful than our government in our own country. The people in the legislative process have waffled to the World Trade Organization. That's the thing that's more, that's the kind of stuff that people want to see changed. We have waffled to these people. It's incredible. It really is. And you see this every day and every way. The whole system is just melting under the force of corruption. Like we pointed some of these backward African nations and how corrupt they are. We're pretty damnably corrupt. The World Trade Organization has more influence in our country than we do?
Establishment politics on both sides are very corrupt. And people's thirst for power at all costs is really, I mean, gosh.
Yep. I want to talk with Uri Geller in a moment, mind man, about power and control and why it is that people, he understands our minds very well. Why do people get so wrapped up on this?
How come some people get so wrapped up? Because, I mean, obviously we all like to have power over our own lives, but
yeah.
I don't think everybody has the
thirst
for
power. Else's life?
Yeah, I don't know how much that's in every single one of us. I don't think so.
All right, we'll find out in a moment as Uri Geller joins us next here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
45 past the hour, Jennifer, Kenny, Doug, and Uri Geller, the mind master, the mystifier, the paranormalist, the motivator is here to try to figure out with us why it is that people, some people, Uri, crave power and control more than others. We were just talking. Can you hear me all right? Uh-oh. I'm thinking this is not working too well.
Huh? Uri Geller, come in, Uri Geller. Paging Uri Geller to the microphone.
Hello? No. You can't hear me, Uri, can you? No, you can't hear me.
Aww.
All right, so try that.
So much hope.
Yes. Wow. But I wanted to get him to do, and sometimes when he's out and about like this, it's pretty much the same standard around the world. Uri's in Israel, someplace in a mall, I think. And you have cell phone connections that are only as good as the cell phone towers and the equipment that you have.
Right.
And I find this all the time when I'm traveling, although it's better than it used to be. I mean, there are some of these cell phone companies that have huge gaps in coverage. And it's very frustrating when you're trying to have a conversation. And we're so spoiled by having good technology that works fairly close in. Most of the cities have good coverage. But I know I find it astonishing sometimes when I drive through a couple of very wealthy Boston suburbs that you drive through. They won't let cell towers be put up, so you can't get any, you get no connection. And I would imagine people that live in these sort of wealthy suburbs would want to have good and reliable connection. But it's the old NIMBY. Don't build a tower in my backyard. I don't want one of those things in my backyard. No. So anyway, all right, I guess we're going to have to pass on Uri. And that is sad because I always love talking to him about what it is. And I think maybe this is one of those questions, Kenny, that is it is a rhetorical question to a point. All right, so we got him back again? Uri, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Doc.
All right, so let's make quick work of this because I don't want to make this too tough on you and or the listeners. We were talking about power and control and what it is that makes some people, why does a mind in somebody work to the point of wanting to have power and control over pretty much anybody and everybody and anything and everything? What is there about the mind that that some people's minds that makes that a priority? Yeah.
Well, Doug, look, we are all born differently. We are all wired up differently. It's a lot to do with our DNA. It's a lot to do with our chromosome system. It's a lot to do with our upbringing. It's a lot to do with confidence, self-security, believing in yourself. It's to do with your own personal motivation and inspiration. You are, if you're born there, you will always want to achieve great power, and you want to be successful. You'll be an introvert. You are an extrovert and introvert. If you're an introvert, you are less looking for power. If you're an extrovert, you want to go for it. So that's my explanation, though. You're born with it.
An introvert versus I had never thought about it that way, but that really is. It's sort of, I went to a Deepak Chopra. I know you know him. Went to a Deepak Chopra lecture last Sunday night, and he was talking about his new book. Yes. That focuses on DNA and what we have inherited, not only from the close-in relatives that seem to be an important part of our gene pool, but from pretty much everybody, because we are carbon-based beings and the entire universe is carbon-based. So there's a connection he maintains in our DNA to the very beginning of time. And it's fascinating to listen to that, frankly. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Doug, I just mentioned DNA.
Yeah.
I think that leadership and that subliminal confidence in you, you have to be born with it. And if your upbringing, if your parents guide you the right way, you will become a success story. Now, there are people who are introverts, who are shy, who are the don't go for it. They can change. One can change their personality, and one can change their character. It takes a huge effort, but you can do it. So anyone listening to me right now, and if you think that you're shy and you lack that spirit of confidence, hey, you can do something about it and change and start visualizing success and saying to yourself, to your subconscious, I want to be successful. I'm going to make it. That's how you start to become a leader.
Well, I think that we would like to have more leaders than followers. Right now, I think the world is plagued by having too many followers and not enough substantial leaders that are quality people That's what the world needs. All right, Uri. UriGeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. UriGeller.com. Lots of great philosophical pitches are on his website. You might want to check it out. There's a lot of inspiration there. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We get into Tech Talk time and the technology newsroom, occupied today by none other than Kim Gerritsen, who is from Realizing Innovation. You got to Google that and see how smart this guy really is. He's smart because he's on my radio program. That's one way we know he's smart. But he also is smart because he's come up with lots of fixes to technical problems. Very creative guy. So we'll talk to him about some of the there I am with that word again. You know what we're going to need to do, Kim, is invent some sort of a device that when I use, radio people do this, we get into bad habits. There is a word or two or three that radio people will pick up. And we
hey, can I just electrocute you a little?
Yeah, you can electrocute. Buzz me a little.
Okay.
Bit. Yeah, give me a buzz.
I'll give you a...
Say, essence. So anyway, Kim will talk with us about why it is that there is so much news from the world of electronics. What is there about this? Is it the time of year? Is this a duh? Or is there something else going on? Something in the water? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Oh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Right now at Kohl's 3-day gift sale, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it on top of great gift sale prices in-store and online, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's 3-day gift sale. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, we have Kim Garrison on Good Day. Yahoo is thinking about, or taking action, it would appear, to break itself up. They want to spin off the internet business from the Yahoo brand name. Want a new company. What is that going to mean to the average consumer of Yahoo products, Kim?
I think, the question is, what is it going to mean to people who use Verizon, because I think Verizon is the buyer, and Verizon would very much like to be more competitive to Google. So I don't think it's going to mean a lot for the Yahoo users, because I could see Verizon being the buyer and keeping the core news, email, search, etc. service just under the Verizon banner.
Really? Okay, so you don't think there's much going to happen one way or another. That's a very interesting observation. Speaking of observations, let's see if we think this is a good idea. The vendor MBlocks, MBLOX, this is a mobile device, apparently, that uses text messages to drive shoppers to retail stores. I'm guessing they make their money. They must be selling advertising or something for this. 80% of consumers indicate they receive a text message or notification of a deal on their phone to visit a store because of MBlocks. What do you know about this?
So it's a technology called geofencing, where the MBlocks technology, working with the carrier, can basically sniff out where you are. Like, I just pulled into the parking lot of this mall, and pop, a message appears on the notification home screen of your mobile saying, come into this store right now for 25% off. How would you react to that, Doug? 75% of the people say, interesting, doesn't bother me. 25% of the people say, kind of creepy.
I'm 25. I'm always with a minority. You can count on that, Kim. I am always with a minority. It is creepy. I don't want people knowing my information. Get lost. That's
yeah, there's a way to opt out of that on your phone.
Yeah, all right, that's good to know. I want to opt out of it for sure by not using my phone. Hi, Kim. Good job. Thank you for being here and enlightening us and filling us with hope. I think just the tone of your voice fills us with hope. Kim Garrison in Tech Talk Time, 59 after the hour.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.